Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, March 13th. From Scott Franz and Capitol Coverage, state lawmakers are quickly advancing a bill to authorize Republicans and Democrats to reschedule their upcoming county assemblies. To help prevent the spread of COVID-19, the bill would also allow remote participation and let the parties hold the gatherings over the course of several days to prevent large crowds from gathering. The events are held to pick candidates for state and higher offices. One of Mesa County's largest private employers is closing its doors, but employment specialists are optimistic for the hundreds that will lose their jobs. KVNF's John King reports from Grand Junction.
Phone call center company StarTech is closing and will begin laying off people in late May. Curtis Engelhart, the director of the Mesa County Workforce Center, characterizes it as a major hit.
StarTech is one of our largest private employers, if not the largest private employer in Mesa County. So when you're laying off 371 people and they're doing it here, you know, in the next couple of months, it's a huge impact to Mesa County.
Engelhart says the area's economy is strong right now, and a lot of companies are looking.
Right now, we're posting about 1,300 new jobs a month. So there's a lot of great opportunities out there. And what I would say about those jobs we're posting, the majority of them are full-time permanent jobs that usually come with benefits.
The Workforce Center is a one-stop job-finding resource that matches employers to employees with a number of strategies. It might be helpful to Arlene, who's been at StarTech for 10 years.
It's not a surprise either once ATT pulled out. There's just not enough business to come into it now.
She says she's pretty confident she'll be able to find another job.
Thought about it, going over to Walmart's for their online shopper thing.
Engelhart says the StarTech timing is kind of good because the Workforce Center has a job fair planned for April 7th. More than 50 employers will be there hungry for new workers. For KVNF News, John King, Grand Junction.
Here is some news from the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. Arch Coal has contracted for flaring of methane at its West Elk mine, which would reduce the greenhouse gas emissions associated with the state's largest single industrial source of methane. The company has reached an agreement with Environmental Commodities Corporation, or ECC, for the project. According to its website, ECC works with companies to generate and supply emission offsets to entities capped by California's greenhouse gas program. The program is expected to be completed around June or July, once conditions allow after spring snowmelt. Methane, which is produced during mining and vented to the surface to prevent mine explosions, is a far more potent greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide. The project would not be the first involving a coal mine in the North Fork Valley. In 2012, Oxbow Mining began producing electricity and flaring methane at its Elk Creek mine in a project involving partners, including the Aspen Skiing Company. According to Colorado Parks and Wildlife, a group of wolves has again been verified in Moffitt County. It is likely that the latest sighting is the same pack previously seen in that area. A member of the public spotted the wolves on March 3rd, providing a credible sighting report of 7 wolves. District wildlife managers were able to investigate and visually verify 6 wolves in the reported area on Wednesday, March 4th. The location of this sighting was several miles south of the January sighting location. Over the past few weeks, wildlife managers have heard from area residents about howling, carcasses, and tracks, but actual sightings remain rare. Wolves travel over large distances, especially when establishing new home ranges, so the movement and new sightings are not surprising. As a federally endangered species, wolves in Colorado remain under the authority of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Colorado Parks and Wildlife works closely with federal partners to monitor wolf presence in Colorado. The wolves migrating into Colorado are likely from larger populations in Wyoming, but could be from populations in Idaho and Montana. Parks and Wildlife reminds members of the public that killing a wolf in Colorado can result in federal charges, including a $100,000 fine and a year in prison per offense. Instead, the agency requests that the public give wolves space and report any sightings to Parks and Wildlife as soon as possible. And here's a Friday sports note for you. The Colorado High School Activities Association, or CHASA, announced on Thursday that all spring sports and activities will be suspended until at least April 6th because of the growing COVID-19 pandemic. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, events being suspended aren't limited to games. Practices and team events will also be shut down until April as the coronavirus saga continues to grip the nation. On Wednesday morning, athletic directors and officials from across the state convened a digital conference with CHASA Commissioner Rhonda Blanford Green to discuss their options. The suspension goes into effect today, affecting all sports played in the spring: baseball, girls soccer, boys and girls lacrosse, girls golf, girls tennis, boys swimming, and track and field. The move comes after the National Basketball Association and the National Hockey League suspended their seasons, and March Madness and college football spring practices around the country are being canceled because of the coronavirus outbreak. Even if the coronavirus issue is resolved, at least locally, by the time CHASA aims to continue sports, teams across the state will be affected by a month away from games and practices. This is from Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Do you have questions about how to apply for a big game hunting license? If you do, you can get help from Colorado Parks and Wildlife from 5 to 8 p.m. March 18th at the Montrose Parks and Wildlife Office, 2300 South Townsend Avenue in Montrose. Staff members will be available with their computers to assist hunters who are applying for limited licenses for big game. Hunters need to bring their CID number, driver's license, and the password for your Parks and Wildlife shopping account. Also, bring a credit card to pay for any licenses you buy. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, March 13th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.